The ongoing relationship between North Carolina State University and Isothermal Community College is going to be the topic this morning. Plus, we'll talk about the Tryon International Equestrian Center and the North Carolina Connect Bond that's coming up. We have some very special guests with us, Dr. Warwick Arden, North Carolina State Provost and Executive Vice Chancellor, as well as Dr. Paul Lunn, Dean of the College of Veterinary Medicine at North Carolina State University. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'll start with you, Dr. Arden. Your impression of the International Equestrian Center and the opportunities that might be there in the future as a relationship with North Carolina State.
Thanks. It was a great visit, and we certainly really appreciated the warmth and hospitality of the folks in this region. The International Equestrian Center is amazing. It's going to, I think, be a huge economic resource for the region. This region has a strong and proud history in equine events, and I think this will expand and grow on that. And we look at a number of different opportunities, and Dr. Lunn will specifically address the opportunities for the College of Veterinary Medicine. But I think there are opportunities, potentially opportunities for our students, for our faculty, for joint relationships and program development. So we're very interested in coming back and continuing to explore those. With Isothermal, I think there are a lot of opportunities as well. So we're very, very excited about working with Isothermal, working with Tryon Equestrian Center, and helping move the economy of this area forward.
Dr. Lunn, President Walter Dalton here at Isothermal, of course, has a friendship and relationship from his days in Raleigh with many individuals at North Carolina State University. Tell us about your visit concerning him and coming to Western North Carolina, especially the Equestrian Center.
Well, President Dalton's been very, very effective in advocating for his program and for this part of the state, very gracious in making it clear that he views a partnership with North Carolina State as vital to the success of his program and a way to move forward. And I think we view it as vital to the success of our program, too. Prosperity of North Carolina needs to be spread right across the state, and being able to engage from our home institutions in Raleigh with Isothermal College and their partners at Tryon, the International Equestrian Center, and FENCE, which we've also visited, is a huge opportunity for us to demonstrate and to prove our value as good partners in all parts of North Carolina.
Let me also go ahead and ask you, it's of course no secret, as we said, that there's been a building relationship, very good for us here at Isothermal, between North Carolina State University and this community college. When it comes to community planning and STEM education, what partnerships are being discussed in the animal science equestrian field? Anything specifically?
Obviously, the recent development, this enormous investment in an equestrian center that really won't have its match anywhere else in North America in the near future, I think, is a massive factor in all of this. But it provides and highlights the enormous opportunity for young people to find new careers, either directly working with horses or in the many, many spin-off economic impacts that are going to be because of this new equestrian venture, be they in the hospitality industry, construction, management, and so on and so forth. And from the point of view of agriculture and specifically equine sciences and the veterinary program, you know, clearly we see some phenomenal impacts here. You already have some remarkable veterinary practices in the area. We already send our students to train and gain service learning opportunities, externships, and no doubt we'll have more of those opportunities in the future. I think also we'll be able to have opportunities to engage with the growing, expanding, and evolving new programs for equine and agribusiness education that Isothermal are pioneering.
Dr. Arden, let me ask you about something known as a land grant. Could you tell us about what that means and what impact that might could have here?
One of the great things about NC State and other land-grant universities, I spent my whole career at major land-grant universities, is that, as we say, we're a think-and-do institution, meaning that it is about the creation of new knowledge, new highly applicable knowledge. It's about the transfer of that new knowledge to our student body and our graduates. But more than that, it's about working in partnership with communities throughout the state, the keen focus on the economic development of those communities. So sanction, outreach, continued partnership development is a core part of what we do. It's part of our DNA. And so that's part of the reason we're here in this area, working with Isothermal, looking at development of the equine industry, determining how we can work together and how we can advance the economic development of this portion of the state.
You're listening to a very special interview on WNCW as we are visiting with Dr. Warwick Arden, the North Carolina State Provost and Executive Vice Chancellor, also Dr. Paul Lunn, Dean of the College of Veterinary Medicine at NC State. Gentlemen, let's now move to talk about something that's going to be on the ballot coming up very soon to be date of March the 15th. And of course, we're talking about the North Carolina Connect bond. It could do a lot for this campus. It could do a lot for, say, the National Guard, help universities as well. Give us a little bit more information, if you would, sir.
This is an incredibly important bond. And if you look at the projects that this will invest in, $2 billion will be invested in higher education throughout the state, both the UNC system and the community college system throughout the state. But there'll be significant investment in rural infrastructure as well. When we think about the future of North Carolina, it is about making critical investments in areas of infrastructure, but it's also thinking about how we prepare for the future. And so obviously as an educator, I'm excited about the opportunity for investment in community colleges and in higher education. NC State has two projects in that bond, an engineering building, which is critical for our College of Engineering, one of the largest colleges of engineering in the country, and also a plant sciences building. And agriculture, as you're aware, is the largest industry in North Carolina, valued at about $80 billion a year. A lot of that is plant-based as well, and we have a leading plant sciences program, but we need a quality home for that program and a home where our faculty can interact with industry. We obviously stand to benefit from the bond, but quite frankly, all of North Carolina stands to benefit from the bond. There'll be investment in state parks as well. This is a good time for the state to approach this. It will not result in an increase in taxes. In fact, in several years, North Carolina will owe less than it does now.
Dr. Lunn, when we look to the future, what do you see maybe happening regarding the interaction of North Carolina State, Isothermal, and the Tryon Equestrian Center? What do you hope comes in the days ahead?
The College of Veterinary Medicine at NC State is a comprehensive college. We have a large hospital system dealing with all species and a presence on our coast working with marine life and the environment. And obviously a critical part of our program is our equine enterprise. Of course, when we see a phenomenal development like this that will make North Carolina more and more a hub for competitive equine events, for participation in working with the horse for everybody. Yes, the Olympic rider, but also the weekend rider. There's a massive role for veterinary medicine there in terms of keeping these horses healthy and dealing with their problems when they occur. A lot of opportunities. Many of our graduates, we hope, are going to stay in North Carolina. We take 80% of our intake from within the state. We very much hope they're going to be the future veterinarians of this state. And right now, we need to plan how we're going to meet the opportunity and take advantage of it.
And Dr. Arden, before our time wraps up, do you have any final words you'd like to share?
We're planning on coming back, both individually and collectively. We plan on interacting in multiple ways with Isothermal as we plan things like articulation agreements and ways that our faculty can contribute here. But we'll also be back looking at supporting the equine industry, looking at growing this as a critical part of the economic infrastructure of the state.
It's quite exciting to know that Isothermal is having a chance to partner with someone so highly regarded in higher education as North Carolina State University. So thank you for the new opportunities that will be forthcoming with this relationship.
Thank you very much indeed.
Dr. Arden and Dr. Lunn of North Carolina State University are special guests this morning from WNCW. I'm Paul Foster.